Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Quick thank you to Brandy, you're a fine girl, listening on the Odyssey app while delivering for Amazon.
Oh.
So thank you, Brandy.
Awesome.
Thank you for listening on the app. You can do that at any time. Odyssey app, download it, listen to us from anywhere at any time of the day or night. And thank you for watching this show. If you have been doing that or are doing that on Twitch or on YouTube, and this show visually brought to you by Springer's Jewelers. And if you're in the market for a diamond, go see Springer's, their team in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Get the best deal that there is in the entire world. And if you want to learn more about Springer's, go to springersjewelers.com. And Hill Notes this morning brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
You're about to be possessed by the sounds of J. Charles Wiggins and DJ Easy. Hill, hill, hill. Hit it. I want to rock right now. I'm JC Wiggs on a keen to get down. I'm not internationally known, but I'm known throughout the beach sectors on the microphone. I get stupid. I mean outrageous. Stay away from seafood if you're contagious.
Wow.
All right. Gave it a go.
A little raw bass right there.
How about that pen work?
Yeah, raw bass.
He's kind of like...
On the microphone?
How the hell can you people say, what the hell are you doing? Period. The worst part of the Patriots team is their offensive line. They need offensive line help desperately. Are you guys soft or something?
Okay, I mean, I would hope that that is the take of a lot of Patriots fans. So maybe there will be a lot of excitement when Will Campbell is selected at number four this season.
That ain't going to happen. Well, and I would ask all the Patriots fans.
But what do you say to that guy?
Okay, here's
and others who say it's a clear need,
mm-hmm.
and improving the line has been arguably,
uh-huh.
once you got your quarterback,
right.
it has been your number one need.
Here's what I would say to all those guys out there and girls. Mm-hmm. Also, we are gender equality.
Yes, thank you.
Here's what I would say. How many Patriots offensive linemen that through the Patriots history were first round draft picks were like guys that turned out to be good for this organization from the Belichick era, these 20 years.
Was Nate Solder a first round pick?
He was good. But he wasn't one of those guys we moved on from. And even Matt Light said most of those guys were second round picks, third round picks. He brought up Dan Copen,
yeah,
Stephen Neal.
A guy who was a wrestler in college.
Yeah, Stephen Neal, a guy I played with. Yeah. So I guess the point that I'm trying to make is that even Matt Light, who is, you know, a great offensive, you could get those guys in round two, round three, round four.
But can
four.
They turn, like we talked with Matt Light about Dante Scarnecchia.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the success that they had with picks at that point in the draft,
uh-huh.
on the line, were because of Dante Scarnecchia.
Right, but Doug Marrone is a pretty good offensive line coach who's the new offensive line coach for the Patriots. It's not what we've seen in year past. I think that's the thing. You're going to get a good offensive line coach. It's not going to be Dante Scarnecchia level, but even Dante will tell you that you can find these guys. I think it's just harder to find the elite running back in round 2, 3, 4, 5, where if you get the guy at the top five, like Bijan Robinson is good.
Curtis, your lead this morning, top five best Patriots draft picks.
Right.
Do you have the worst?
Yeah. So number one with a bullet for me is Cole Strange. They're of all the, actually, I don't know. N'Keal Harry.
I was going to say it has to be N'Keal Harry.
Isaiah Wynn. Sony Michel.
Sony Michel.
Yeah, but like at least Sony Michel was on a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, that's right. But I mean, they could have won with me on the team.
Dominique Easley, terrible pick.
Awful
Mac
pick.
Jones.
I mean, I would
terrible.
Say, can I just put everyone together? So Mac Jones, N'Keal Harry, Cole Strange, all definites. Then you sort of have to pick your worst second round receiver because they did 30 of them and they all failed.
Was Bethel Johnson a first or
second rounder?
Okay. He had a big Chad Jackson.
Bethel Johnson had a big catch in that game in the 0-3 divisional round against the Titans for a touchdown.
Ooh, what about Cyrus Jones? He's
bad one. Mm. Awful. Trading a second for Sanu, really bad.
Ooh, what about the D lineman that they drafted in the first round?
Easily,
yes.
Malcolm Brown wasn't great.
Yeah. Awful.
All right. Go ahead, Sean.
Jackson here, this time with a love hack. When hanging out with my fiancé last night, I was upset to find that while I was massaging her hair gently, I accidentally let slip that it's not quite as soft as Courtney's. This hello brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork.
That's a different Jackson guy.
Is that?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Not quite as good, but very good.
Yeah.
And I encourage more Jackson impersonators.
Oh, I love the impersonations.
Yes.
I'm excited to see what the Celtics do in the playoffs. You got Tatum, Porzingis, D. White, and you can't forget Jaylen Brown because 7 is nuts, though.
Long way to get there.
You brought it up earlier.
Uh-huh.
Came out of the chute last night. Mm. Very big for this Celtics team. Yeah. So
he looked locked in too. Yeah. Like anytime the camera panned to him, he just had this stone killer face on.
Right, and he looks like the knees.
Stone cold.
That's stone killer works. Like the knees not like bothering him too much.
Yeah.
So maybe you can say, "Hey, all right, Tatum, we'll give you one more game."
Yeah. Okay, I am so sick of hearing Curtis and Courtney all nervous about if Jason Tatum's feelings are hurt. His coach told him to get up, and last night Kristaps Porzingis gets nailed on the head and is bleeding and takes it like a champ and keeps playing, and Joe Mazzulla respected that. And the fact that he respected that, he's actually taking a shot at Jason Tatum, and he's trying to make Jason Tatum feel like less of a man. Oh my, dude, Jason Tatum is a grown man. And that's his coach. It's not some random guy. Yeah, your coach wants to see your best player get up.
Have you watched the NBA coverage, sir, how they talk about these players? Like, the NBA media is the softest media in America by a wide margin. There are more tough questions at Eagle Action than there are in the NBA.
And not for nothing, Jason Tatum did come back and play after he got hurt in that game. So, like, you're comparing two people getting hurt, going down with an injury, getting fixed, going back out.
Right. And our commentary.
He overcame the bone bruise for a period of time.
Adrenaline.
And just couldn't.
The next day, it probably killed him.
Last night.
Right. And Courtney, our take on what Tatum said made that guy go into the corner and call voice notes.
I get it, Greg. We're never going to get Greg because I get it. He's a bird guy. I'm a bird guy, too, and I get it, but you'll never. Courtney, that's always going
to. It's hard to get it when a guy went to the hospital and was put in traction and then played the next morning.
But don't you
think, as soon as he got out of Mass General, he went and started running around the garden.
You think they did the same thing to the Bird players?
And he had 20 beers before each game.
The old heads were like, oh.
At the Scotch and Sirloin. That was the place he liked to go to, Curtis.
Don't you think?
And sometimes he'd get in a fight there.
I love it.
Yeah, that's how he hears it.
I'm a Bell in Hand guy.
But don't you think the old heads would have been like, oh, those guys weren't as tough as Heinsohn and Russell?
Yeah, probably.
Like, that's what it is all the time.
I understand it.
Good morning, show. It's been a fabulous show this morning, and how about a little bit of the old Dale here? Thank God that the draft is tonight. No more this guy, that guy. We're going to finally get our pick. It's going to be Travis Hunter. I can't wait. Caw, 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 caw.
Chime says people love draft talk. He says the New York Post and others are wrong about it. Was it the New York Times?
New York Mag.
Oh, New York Magazine. New York Magazine.
Yeah. Some guy named Will.
I love Travis.
Will, he created one of those webs, Deadspin.
All I know is that there's a million different people.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
People who cover the draft, and it is profitable. And the draft shows we've done here at EEI have done pretty well every year. So I mean, you know, I'm just
We talk about it for 3 months leading into it.
But why we know people love the NFL draft is because
people love the draft,
right? And the draft talk.
But I think the issue that some have with the constant barrage of speculation is that the draft has not happened yet.
So,
like, it will happen this evening.
Mm-hmm. But what's the difference between us in August speculating how the Patriots season is going to go than us in January speculating how the drafts are going to go? That's what we do.
Right.
It's kind of our job. It's to hypothesize and come up with random scenarios.
And they know it's so, and the NFL knows that it's so lucrative that they moved it from, what was it, the Saturday afternoon start to the first round is prime time, because all that draft talk leading up to it, I'm with Shine. I love it. I'm not as in the weeds as Shine, but it's just like you love college football, and then you start looking at these players, and then your team, you're like, oh my God, who are we going to take?
It's not going to be really flashy in Green Bay, though. Kind of a lackluster location.
Excuse us, Palm Beach.
Well, I don't disagree.
If you're traveling to the draft, like, what's there to do in Green Bay?
There's nothing
I've never
to
been.
Do.
I've never
you
been.
Go see WEI no. afternoons.
There is absolutely nothing to do.
You can have some cheese soup.
Yeah, sure. I bet they have like broccoli cheddar.
Do you like a good cheddar beer soup?
No. I've never had that.
I don't like
what?
Soup.
Yeah,
I've had a broccoli cheddar. Is that similar?
You've never had a legit cheddar beer soup?
No.
Oh.
Greg's rage with somebody never doesn't share the same passion for a food is priceless.
There's no better soup for bread dippage than the cheddar beer soup. Second is the tomato bisque.
Oh, wow. You have that ahead of tomato bisque?
Yes, I do.
I love French onion, so I can't get past French onion.
Greg, French onion already has the bread in it.
Right, but I don't like the bread in it, though, because the bread in it is it's soggy. I like to dip.
That's the whole point of the whole thing.
No.
A massive crouton.
You want to dip. And you want a little bit of sog, but you still want a nice little crunch. That's why you like to dip the regular bread. When it's been sitting in there for, 5 minutes, it's...
I enjoy that because the cheese is baked right on.
I love the cheese.
Greg, I
absolutely love the cheese.
Do you think that you fell... I saw this on the Twitch show. Do you think you fell in the Boston Influential Top 150 list because there was footage of you clamping your nose when you jumped in the pool?
That's a great question. I never thought about that.
Mm-hmm. I love French onion.
We know you do.
I know.
You can't make it at the house, though. How do they make it?
Well, you got to have you have to have the right bowl.
It's so simple. No, you just buy a thing of beef broth.
All right.
Cut some onions up, throw that in there, boil it.
Right.
Then you take it out once it's like 3-4 hours, throw some spices in, and then you pour that into a soup thing, and you put cheese on top, bread, cheese, and put it under the broiler.
Bing,
Five
bing,
minutes.
Boom.
I don't know about some
Greg, Greg's easy
Greg's
French
easy
onion.
French onion. You don't even have to be French to make it.
Wee-wee.
Hey, Curtis. Not always a fan of yours in the morning on the radio with some of your opinions, but I'm a big fan of yours in life. You came out and introduced yourself and shook my hand last year at the Vermont Roadshow, which impressed the heck out of me. So I just wanted to say, on the eve of your 9th anniversary of sobriety, congratulations, man. Awesome. Wow. Keep going.
Oh, so Curtis.
Good job.
Wow, how would he? Curtis. That's awesome. Thank you.
Wow.
No show in Vermont this year, but we'll be back at some point. Yep. So. But we're 1 week away from road shows. Hard to believe tonight, 1 week from tonight, we will be in Springfield for the pregame for this year's fourth season of road shows presented by Miller Lite. It is Miller Time New England.
Here to make the pick for the New England Patriots in the 2025 NFL Draft, Snow Bowl MVP Jermaine Wiggins.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you. With the fourth pick in the NFL Draft, my New England Patriots select Bill Hamble out of LSU. All right.
I like Bill Campbell better, though.
You do?
Yeah. Do you think he goes by Bill?
I don't know.
Wiggy wondering how you make French onion soup at home is my new highlight. I loved every
The cheese is so good, like, at the restaurant. I feel like...
What type of cheese is it usually?
I don't know,
top?
But it's good.
Greg?
It is so good.
I don't know.
It's a great question. Assume it's Swiss. I
What's
think
the one that starts with a G?
Gouda?
Gruyere?
No.
Gruyere.
Oh, it's probably Gruyere, yes. Yeah. But that Gruyere is actually Swiss.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you know that.
Because it doesn't melt in the soup.
You probably don't.
I didn't.
But that's you learn that in cooking school, but yes. Gruyere is not Swiss.
No, the first recipe I Googled said Parmesan, Provolone, and Swiss.
Mm. Okay. Mm. Yeah, I'm definitely Swiss in there.
Yeah. Because it still has that consistency. That's what I love about it.
Right.
Where it doesn't melt in the soup. A good French onion soup has the nice consistency, but you can chew through it where it's not like bubble gum.
Right. Is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Was that it, though, or you're just saying we're at a break?
No, that's it.
There's none left.
None left.
Okay. All right, good. I don't want to shortchange people.
Yeah. We don't shortchange anybody.
Okay. I know you're, itching to get your draft prep underway.
Big show tonight.
Not only do I have a big show, I'm popping on with Jones O'Keefe this morning as well. So.
Oh,
wow.
Really?
You are in high demand.
Right. Yeah, it's the busiest day I have of the year, every year.
Have a great weekend in Florida.
Yeah. Hey, thank you guys.
Wait, the show's not over.
Curtis said that I should try to make that 11:30.
No one cares, just beat it.
Curtis is the boss?
Yeah. Well,
I just was trying to be polite.
I mean, the man does one afternoon show and suddenly he's running the morning program as well?
No.
All right, you want to leave early?
Well, I know.
Granted. Get out of here, kid. Go have a blast.
If anybody works for Delta, help.
Go have a blast.
Thanks.
And let me speak directly to one poor sap in Palm Beach, Florida, who does not know now how much he's going to spend on drinks tonight on women that he thinks are single, that are married, and one of them is about to get married.
No, we'll be
Good
at Lay Bib if anybody wants to send drinks.
I hope you're upfront and honest with the fellas tonight.
Hey, go get
Palm
those
Beach.
Tricks down there. Hey, let them spend all that money.
No.
The guys love to trick nowadays.
Good luck, Courtney.
There you go.
We will be right back.